Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Continuing to defend against worship restrictions in California. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this case in California has been briefed and argued, and it's still going on. It's the Harvest Rock Church case that we represent and Harvest International Ministry, collectively churches throughout the state of California. Despite the Thanksgiving Eve decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in favor of churches and synagogues against the COVID restrictions in New York, some of these governors continue to hang on, and they continue to resist and continue to restrict worship, and California is at the very top of the list with Governor Gavin Newsom, who restricts now 99.9% of California and puts it in a no-worship zone. And that covers our churches throughout the state. No worship. That means not one person, not two people. If you gather together in a church in California, it is criminal, punishable by up to a year in prison if you are there for the purpose of worship, and also daily fines of $1,000. I just argued this again at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we presented the arguments. And we will ultimately resolve this one way or another. I believe at the end of the day, whether at the Court of Appeals or if we have to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court, we will ultimately strike down these unconstitutional restrictions in California.
I mean, you know, now it's a new year, 2021, and we've been arguing this, what, almost a year now. These churches have been dealing with these draconian lockdowns and these bans, yet they're seeing the COVID cases increase, but the governor just continues to hamper down on these people.
Yes, and what we've had is obviously the COVID restrictions, and the COVID has ebbs and flows, and sometimes they remove restrictions and then they reimpose them. But in California, they just continue to hammer down on the churches. Now, there's no evidence of any outbreaks in any of our churches in California that we represent.
Of course, they've been very careful. I mean, these people are like family, so they're not going to be reckless. We know that. You know, they're taking precautions, but These lockdowns and these bans are just unconstitutional.
Yeah, they're unconstitutional. And so if you go back to July the 13th, that's when the no worship ban came into effect. And then what happened is later on, they began to relax some of the restrictions. And on August 28th, Governor Newsom issued the so-called blueprint, and it developed four tiers. But churches did not get a relaxed restriction. They continued to be in a no-worship zone. And what then happened is, in late December, they issued a stay-at-home order, and churches continue to be restricted. So churches are constantly told you cannot worship. And during the oral argument, the essential argument is, well, their so-called experts say that worship is more dangerous, but they don't have any empirical evidence to support that, number one. Number two, they make stereotypical statements regarding churches, such as, well, many churches are in older facilities, they don't have good ventilation, whereas grocery stores are generally newer and they have good ventilation. Harvest Rock Church is in the former, what's known as Ambassador Auditorium. And that particular auditorium is state-of-the-art, concert, high-level facility that the church ultimately bought. They didn't build this facility. They ended up buying it for a fraction of its market cost. It is such a renowned place that Pavarotti sang there. It is so renowned that the city of Pasadena uses this facility from the church for concerts. And it is reported that if you're in the back of the church and you drop a pin on the platform, you can actually hear it because of the acoustics. The stereotypical demeaning statement that they say about churches, they're in older facilities, they just do that across the board without any empirical evidence, they don't have good air conditioning, whereas grocery stores do, and grocery stores are much more safe.
I guess they haven't been to a church in a while, probably, while they have that.
They haven't. And, you know, they probably haven't even been to grocery stores where you're putting your same hand
right
on the same place that somebody else has touched many, many times throughout that day.
But, you know, their argument, that just, it blows a hole in that when there's been no cases in all of these churches throughout California, no cases of COVID. So you can't argue that.
No, you can't argue that. And by the way, the Roman Catholic diocese case out of Brooklyn and the synagogue case out of New York as well, and then the other court cases that have come down since, even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently ruled in favor of two churches involved in Nevada, where the restriction was no more than 50 people. In New York, it was no more than 10 or 25, depending upon whether you were in the red or the orange zone. And the Supreme Court found that that was unconstitutional because it was discriminatory compared to the other essential businesses. In Nevada, it was discriminatory compared to the other essential businesses. And then there's other cases that have come out. But the governor in California continues to restrict churches. And yet, I gave a litany of places that are mentioned in the Supreme Court and the other Court of Appeals decisions since the Supreme Court, where the court says, or the courts have said, the activity is allowed in these particular facilities with little or no restrictions, but not churches. And those include not only grocery stores, big box centers, marijuana dispensaries, liquor stores, garages, other kinds of stores as well, packing stores, warehouses, and so many others, including transportation, buses, and so forth. And someone says, well, but those are essential. But that's a value judgment,
right?
That's essential. And then your value judgment is that places of worship are not essential. And that is where we get into a real constitutional problem. It's picking and choosing what is, quote, essential and what's not essential, giving preferential treatment to those that fall in the essential category. Liquor stores are essential. Going to church to be around other believers and, you know, drink from a different spirit is not essential.
Right. And the founders understood that. That's why they created government and the Constitution to protect our freedoms, bottom line, freedoms, not to inhibit them. We have the freedom to worship. No one's forcing you to go, but you have the freedom to go, and government does not have a right to hamper that.
And in fact, the U.S. Supreme Court back in 1947 said exactly the same thing, that neither the state nor the federal government, under the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, may prevent someone from attending church against their will. It's so clear, so plain. The Supreme Court's decision is so clear as well. There's only one inevitable conclusion when you follow this constitutional roadmap, and that will lead you to one destination, and that is these COVID restrictions are discriminatory and they violate the First Amendment.
Right. It's freedom. And it's not about a virus ultimately. It's about control. Government is trying to control, which they're not established to do.
Right. Exactly. And that's what the First Amendment, if there's a separation of church and state, it's in that area,
right,
that the government can't micromanage and force you to worship in its orthodox view way, or stop you from worshiping because they don't consider your worship to be essential.
Right. Government is supposed to protect our freedoms.
So we're continuing to fight this. We'll ultimately win this, but it's a long battle. We worked right through New Year's Eve for this and got a late notice New Year's Eve night from the Court of Appeals about oral argument. That oral argument was presented on the very first work day of January. And I presented that oral argument. We'll continue to fight for churches. And it's not just freedom and First Amendment and all of those critical, important issues. It's also about the fact that churches really are essential, that they're in need more now than ever before in order to minister to hurting people.
I mean, we saw that. Remember back last year, their first case was in Florida when the governor finally, you know, said churches are essential, worship is essential, because that pastor that we represented was put in prison.
He was put in prison, yeah. And that particular church actually feeds 900 families every week free.
Right. It's not something you can do online.
No, you can't do that online. You can't console somebody online in the same way. You might not even know someone has a need online. But when they come to your church and they see that the lighthouse is open and they're desperate, they're depressed, maybe on the verge of suicide, maybe they're in a very strenuous situation in their environment, and they come into the church, that's when they can be ministered to. And the Spirit can speak to people about, this person needs a hand on their shoulder. They need somebody to give them support. Churches are essential. They've always been essential, more essential now than ever. Continue to pray as we are involved in one of the most important battles to defend worship in churches across the country. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.